Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Monsieur de Nevers, good boy. Oh, what a face, what a face, what a face. Now, want to get down and walk for Mom a little bit? Let's see how much we can walk today, huh? Come on.
Oh, sweetie.
Let's see how much we can walk now. Walk for Mama. Come on, come on, come on, walk. Oh, come on now. Give me a step or two. Come on. Try, try. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. Come on, baby. That a fella. That a boy. That a fella. Come on. That a fella. There he is. Oh, I gotta like you, dear. Such a good boy. We take our nap now, huh? So we take our nap now. Good morning, Lucy.
Oh, hi.
I brought up your mail.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, oh, Ethel, look. Life, the magazine, the one with our pictures in it.
Is this the one with your pictures
in it? Yeah, well, let me have it now.
Well, I'll find it for you.
Honey, I can find it. It's my magazine and my pictures are in it.
Okay.
Let's see now. Oh, here it is. Life visits an orchestra leader at home, page 43.
Oh, I'm so excited. I wonder what my hair looks like.
Oh, and you know, the beauty parlor did a whole new makeup on me that day.
Yeah, I know.
All right, all right. Oh, and I had on a new dress.
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh, here it is.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's just great.
Look, Ricky practicing at the piano.
Oh, oh, doesn't he look great?
Look at that expression. Oh, here he is making a roast con pollo in the kitchen.
I've seen him like that a dozen times.
Doesn't that look natural?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at the baby.
Oh, isn't he a little darling?
Yeah. Oh, here's Ricky teaching little Ricky to play the conga drum.
I didn't know they took one like that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, look at that big picture of Ricky. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. That's all? I must have missed something.
No, that's all. Gee, three whole pages of pictures.
Well, so what happened to me? Are there no pictures of me there?
Oh, yes, there are. I saw them.
You did not?
I did, too. You were in this, yeah, there you are.
Where?
There, holding the baby.
Oh, great. That's a fine picture of my left arm.
Oh, come now.
And after all the trouble I went through, I told all my friends to look for pictures of me.
Now, Lucy?
They don't recognize my left arm, I'm dead.
Oh, it isn't everybody who gets their arm in Life magazine.
Oh, I don't want my arm in there. I want my face in there. For heaven's sake. If I'd known what they were up to, I'd held the baby in my mouth.
Hey, 20 million people read this magazine. Why, your arm will be famous.
Thanks.
Oh, don't be so unhappy. Think of how much good it'll do Ricky's career.
Oh, sure. What about my career?
You don't have a career.
Exactly. And why? Publicity like this.
Oh, now, Lucy.
It's a wonder I've got where I am.
Where are you?
Oh, shut up! What's that?
Hi, honey! We made it! We made it! Look! Look, it's all over the place! We're in Life magazine!
Yes, I saw us.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? How about that?
Oh, it's just wonderful, Ricky.
We got more pages than the two-headed alligator. And the wonderful pictures of the baby?
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, boy, look at that picture of me at the piano. Isn't that good? I got kind of a funny expression on my face, though.
Oh, I don't know. It isn't as funny as the expression on my elbow.
Huh?
How did you like the pictures of me, dear?
Oh, beautiful, honey. I thought you'd never look better.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we ought to be the happiest two people in the whole world.
Well, the happiest one and a quarter, anyway.
What do you mean?
I hate to be the one to point this out, Ricky, but there's a certain loved one whose picture does not appear in there.
Who?
Me.
Oh, now, don't be silly. You're in here.
I am.
Sure. Oh, that's right. You're not.
No, that's right. You're not.
Well, gee, I'm sorry. You don't have to get mad at me. It's not my fault.
It is, too.
How can it be my fault?
They would have printed my picture, but they didn't because I'm not famous. And the only reason I'm not famous is because you've never given me an opportunity to display my talents.
Oh, no.
Now, Ricky, you listen to me. I want
to
tell you...
Now, you listen to me.
If you don't mind, I don't want to listen to either of you. Now, no low blows and watch your kidney punches. Go to your corners, and when the door slams, come out fighting. And may the best man win.
Now, Ricky...
Now, listen. I don't want to go into a long discussion of why you should be in show business. I will save you a lot of time and a lot of breath. I will give you an answer right now. No.
But I want a career.
You have a career. Being a mother is very important, you know.
I know that. And it's only because of little Ricky that I want to get my break in show business.
Well, I know I'm going to be sorry I asked this, but how do you figure?
Well, you just think ahead a little bit. When little Ricky goes to school and some of his playmates asks who his parents are...
Yeah?
Just what is he going to have to say? My father is Ricky Ricardo, the internationally known entertainer. And then there's my mother, whose name escapes me for the moment.
Oh, the poor, poor child.
Yeah, well, you see, he heard me. He's so humiliated, he's crying already.
Ay, 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 ay. Hiya, friend.
Hey. Aren't you the fella that I saw in Life's magazine today? Gosh. Could I get your autograph?
Oh, shut up, friend.
What's the matter, Rick? Gosh, I thought you'd be feeling great after all that publicity.
Well, do you happen to notice that they didn't put one of Lucy's pictures in the magazine?
So what? The spread was about you.
Well, that's what she's mad about. She said if I hadn't kept her out of show business, the spread would have been about both of us.
Oh, now, don't tell me. So she wants to get the act again, huh?
To put it mildly, yeah.
Well, it's all your own fault.
Not you, too.
Well, I've always felt that you handled the thing wrong, Rick.
Huh? How much did Lucy pay you to come in here and say that?
Oh, now, don't get me wrong. She's like a million other people that are trying to break into show business. All they see is the glamour and the stardom.
So?
So, why don't you give her a job and let her see how much good, hard work there is in it?
Hey, you might got something there.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Sure.
Yes, sir. I think that's a good idea. I will give her a job in the show.
Sure, give her a job, even if it's a job in the chorus.
Please, Fred, how dare you say that? I'll make her a star. Then she'll really find out what hard work is.
Ricky, you can be a meanie when you want to be.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
Go over to your apartment and call me on the telephone, will you?
Okay, who am I supposed to be?
It doesn't matter. Just ring me and then I'll take it from there.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Hurry up.
I will.
Hello? What do you mean I need one more dancer? Oh, I see. Well, what do you want, a blonde or a brunette? Oh, a redhead. I see. Redhead. Well, I don't know. I think I'd rather have a brunette. Well, you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe a redhead will be better, yeah. Listen, how tall a dancer do you want? Small one? Oh, a tall one, huh? Well, look, in comparison to my height, where should she come to? Here or here or... I mean, I don't see exactly what you mean. Oh, right about here. Well, if I can think of anybody, I'll give you a ring. All right, goodbye, Jerry. Goodbye.
Look, Ricky, medium height, red hair, and a dancing fool.
You couldn't possibly mean you for the dancing part in the show.
Ricky, please, please, baby doll, please.
Oh, no, no, honey, that's completely out of the question.
But why?
Well, I must admit that physically you're just right for it. No.
But you just said I was just right.
Yeah, I know, but honey, it's a big part. It's a lot of dancing in it. A lot of hard work. You couldn't take it.
Oh, yes, I could. I'll work day and night. I know I could. I'm ready, Coach. Send me in.
Well, okay, you talk me into it.
Oh, Ricky, you're wonderful. Oh, thank you, honey.
Okay, boys. Lucy, are you ready to rehearse your number?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new star.
Oh, I got a little crick in my muscle. You know, I've been working awful hard.
She sure has, Ricky. We've been rehearsing 6 hours a day for the last 3 days.
Well, good,
oh,
good,
I liked
good.
It, though. I liked every minute of it.
Well, that's fine, because I like to rehearse your number right now. Do you know the number?
Well, I learned all the steps, but I haven't gone through the whole routine.
I see. Well, it's what we call a challenge routine.
What?
A challenge routine. You see, I do a step, and then when I finish, I go like this, and that means you take it. Then you do a step, and when you finish, you go like that, and that means that I take it, and so on.
Oh, I've seen them do that.
Well, there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, boys, we tell the challenge routine now from the very top. Come over here. The entrance, you stand behind me, see, and you start with the right foot.
Yeah, I know.
All right? Boys, are you ready? One, two.
Nothing, I'm fine.
Well, that's good. You know, we got to learn this number today. We got about 2 more hours of rehearsal yet.
That's all right. Go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. Okay, on your feet now. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, hey, I'll help you, honey. Up you go. Come on.
Oh.
Up you go. Up.
Okay.
Up you go.
Yeah.
Up. Up. There we go now. Let's get up. You all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's take him from the very top.
No use, boy. I can't do it. I can't.
Here, honey, I'll help you up. Come on, come on. Now, you see, honey, I was afraid of this, you see? All you were thinking was about the glamour and the stardom. You never realize how much hard work goes into show business.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Sorry I let you down. I'd just like to go home and rest, thank you.
All right, honey. Look, now, don't forget... Don't forget I gave you your big chance.
Oh, yes, honey. You were wonderful. I'm pooped.
Honey, I wish there was something else for you to do in the show, but there isn't, you know.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
Hey, Ricky, you still need a girl in that balcony during the Spanish scene.
What girl? What balcony?
Huh? Honey, look.
What
look.
Girl?
Honey, you won't like it. Look, oh... All she does is just sit in the balcony there and hold a rose in her teeth.
All she does is just sit there?
Yeah.
Can I do it, Ricky?
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that, honey.
Oh, yes, I would. Yes, I would. Really, I told everybody I was going to be in the show, and I promised if you let me do it this time, I'll never ask you again. Look, I'm a real good sitter, see?
You really promise?
I promise.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Here. Where's Mrs. Trumbull?
She had to go visit her sister, so Fred and I are babysitting.
Oh, swell. How is the baby?
He's fine. He's still asleep.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
How's the rehearsal going?
Fine.
What's that for?
It's my part in the show. See, I sit up on the balcony and hold a rose in my teeth, and Ricky sings the number to me.
Is that all you do in the show?
Well, it's a very important part. The whole number revolves around me.
I didn't think he'd have nerve enough to go through with it.
Go through with what?
Well, he was going to pretend to star you in a big dance number and then rehearse you so hard you'd get tired and quit.
What?
Well, don't get sore. He didn't do it.
The heck he didn't. And thanks for telling me.
Me and my big blabbermouth.
So he let me do all that dancing and he had no intention of putting me in the show, huh?
But you said you were in the show.
Oh, sure. All I do is sit there and hold a rose. I might as well be a bass.
But you said you had a big important part and you said you were doing all right.
What do you do? Write down everything I say. I'll get even with him, the bum.
Oh, Lucy, do me a favor, will you? Don't tell Ricky I told you.
Fred, I'll do you a favor on one condition.
What's that, I'm afraid?
You will help me get even with him.
Uh-oh.
Listen, I remember you told me about a vaudeville act you used to have. Now, there's a certain part of that act that I think I can use. If you will enlighten me on a few facts.
In Madrid, blue and tender, Spanish moon makes silver splendor. Music throbbing plaintive, sobbing notes of a guitar. while ardent caballeros serenade. Lady of Spain, I adore you. From the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you. Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you.
Thank you. Loveliest night of the year.
When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. Stars twinkle above, and you almost can touch them from here. Words fall into rhyme every time you are holding me near. When you are in love, it's the loveliest night of the year. Waltzing along in the blue like a breeze drifting over the sand, thrilled by the wonder of you and the wonderful touch of your hand. And my heart starts to beat like a child when a birthday is near. So kiss me, my sweet, it's the loveliest night of the year.
Don't you touch the fire! Don't you touch the fire! Ladies, don't you touch the fire! Ladies and gentlemen, my version of Babaloo! Oh,
thank you. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time. This is the CBS Television Network.